This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, so enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com, as we roll right into the phone calls and go to Sam in Texas on the Amplifier line. Hey, Sam, what's on your mind?
Hey, guys. The last caller before the hour ended was talking about voter fraud and asked the question, do you guys believe that exists? And I watched a great movie on this called, I think it's Blackout America or America Blackout.
Okay.
On just this subject.
Hmm.
And I wanted to answer, kind of give my thoughts.
Sure.
I don't think that it's that the government is blatant enough or brave enough to just outright fix an election currently, but I do believe that they do some things to kind of sway an election one way and make sure that the cards are maybe stacked in their favor for their party.
Okay, how's that?
So one of the examples was with the actual voting machines themselves. In Florida during the 2004 presidential election, there was, for some reason, 28 or 32 voting machines got pulled from historically black voting districts, which are going to be typically Democratic voters.
Mm-hmm. Typically.
So what that does is create long lines with hundreds of people. In the film, they had you know, people backed up for a quarter mile off into the woods waiting to vote. How many people are going to drive up, see that line, and say, forget it?
I'm out of here. An appointment, whatever. Now, I'd like to make a point about the 2000 election in Florida when they purged all the voter rolls. Do you remember that?
Okay, yes.
They purged out all the the convicts.
That was my next point, yeah. What do you got, Mark?
Well, I'm an ex-convict, and I was in Florida. I got purged twice, as a matter of fact.
Purged, you were disallowed from voting, is that?
That's correct.
Okay.
I was purged from the rolls in Manatee County, and then I moved to Sarasota County, and I went and registered again and got purged again. I voted since the purging, but only because I would register in a different county, and they'd have to figure it out. And
is that the way it's supposed to work, or are you supposed to be allowed to vote now?
In Florida, they have what I would consider, if it's not unconstitutional, a very bad law that says that unless your rights have been restored, and they automatically restore after 6 months anyone's rights who is not a sex offender or a convicted killer.
Uh-huh.
So those two people, they have to go through some process in order to get their rights restored. And because I was convicted of murder, I was one of those people that I won't automatically get my rights back. But I would have, in 2000, Ian got a telephone call from me. Isn't that correct? I called you just, do you recall? Well, it's been,
I don't know.
Ian got a telephone call talking me down from voting for the Republican. And I'm not sure whether or not I would have voted for George Bush for president over Harry Brown. I can't tell you because I didn't get the opportunity. But I think I might have voted Republican. I certainly would have voted Republican in every other of the issues on the ballot.
Okay,
so they purged a Republican.
Now, one of the other things that they did, though, along those same lines, is I believe it was Texas and Ohio actually traded lists of convicted felons. Okay, so they each shipped each other their lists of convicted felons, and then they hired a company to do somewhere between a 60 and 80% match on the name.
Uh-huh.
And, obviously, most people incarcerated are what, like middle-class white males?
No, they're lower-class black males. And their last names have a tendency to be things in the area of Smith. There's a lot of Smiths. There's a lot of Washingtons. There's a lot of
Browns.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, this pushed thousands and thousands of people off of the voter rolls, just like you.
Right, and those people don't know until the day of, and you can't register day of in many states. In New Hampshire, it's not an issue, but in many states, you can't register the day of.
Exactly, and not only that, if they are denied, they're supposed to be allowed to do what I believe is called a provisional ballot,
mm-hmm.
where their vote's counted, or they get to fill out a ballot, make their vote, and then later they can figure out, is this a valid vote or not, once the paperwork's worked out, and they were just flat out refused to even be given a provisional ballot.
Now, I can't speak to that because I was sent a piece of paper by the county saying, your name's been purged from the voter rolls, so I never went to vote in those circumstances.
Okay.
So what you're saying is they do have a variety of ways to sort of manipulate the election without actually going in and screwing directly with the voting results.
Right, and with the Electoral College system, they know what states it's going to come down to. So they know where to focus their efforts,
right.
And that's really, I think, what we've seen in the last presidential election.
It's kind of amazing, but they really do, they really have this down to a science, and they
Absolutely.
Know which states are going to be the pivotal states. They know which states just don't matter at all,
right.
And they could care less whether they win or lose in that particular state. Or they know they're going to win, or they know they're going to lose in that state, so they don't concentrate on it. But states like Ohio, Texas, Florida.
Texas, I hardly see any political advertisements, but when I was in Pennsylvania for a week, every other commercial was some politician up there.
Right now, Mitt Romney is advertising very heavily here in New Hampshire.
I don't know why that's relevant, but
it's because this is right now this is the important state. As New Hampshire, as New Hampshire picks the president,
yeah.
You can show that throughout time that New Hampshire is if you win in New Hampshire, you're very like, and you win and your party wins, you're very likely to be the president.
Sam, thanks for the call. We appreciate the enlightenment, sir. 800-259-9231. Do you think that the big candidates are sweating Ron Paul? Secretly behind the scenes, quietly.
Now they're starting to, from what I could tell.
Yeah. They've
sent out the hit in the form of Giuliani in that debate, and that did not work.
No. When's the next one? I think it's in early August, right? The next debate, I believe it's the first week in August. Anyway, 800-259-9231. Oh, and since we're talking Ron Paul, I had meant to comment on his appearance, it was a week ago now, on the Colbert Report.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I wanted to talk about it last week. We didn't get to it. And I thought it was fantastic. I thought he did a great job. Some people say that, and if you haven't seen it, you can go to YouTube and you can find it there. But some people say there was one particular part where Stephen Colbert said, all right, well, we're short on time, so what I want you to do is I'm going to read you a list of government bureaucracies, and I want you to raise your hand or put your hand down if you want to keep it. Right, because everybody sort of knows that Ron Paul's his principled guy, and he wants to get rid of as much government as he possibly can get away with.
At least on the Colbert Report, they do.
Right, and so Ron starts with his hands up, and he's naming off some government bureaucracies. And some people claim that that was kind of a trick. They claim that they were trying to make him look like an awful guy by bringing up the Department of Education and things like that, like something that the liberal audience might completely disagree with. But nonetheless, the audience response to that was...
They cheered, especially, was it the UN where he put his hand way up?
No, the IRS where he put his hand way up. And I thought that was... He's such a cute little old man, isn't he? And he's just so... He's got an innocence about him that you just don't sense with other politicians. And so he's just sort of, playing along with Stephen Colbert's game, and then he raises his hand extra high during the IRS.
And the
crowd loved that, which is great.
And then he asked about UNICEF, and he's like, he puts his hand way down low. He's like, I'd get rid of it, but it's not on the top of my list. It's by no means what I'm running for. Just get rid of UNICEF.
And he pointed out that he thought private charity could do it better. So he came up with a solution at the same time, very briefly with that. So really, I don't think he could have handled it any better. He was very affable, it was a very lighthearted interview. And you could tell Colbert could have thrown him to the wall, with serious satire and make fun of him, but he didn't.
No.
He held back. I think he even made a similar comment that Jon Stewart did, in that he was fairly principled. I don't recall the exact words Colbert used, but it was a pretty softball interview.
And you've got to understand, a lot of people, a majority of people in a certain age bracket, I think that's like 25 to 44, get their news from The Daily Show.
And The Colbert Report, right?
And The Colbert Report, which is essentially a spinoff. So there's a lot of people watching this, and a lot of those people, since they're in those age bracket, are libertarians, so they have to appeal to that audience. They would be silly to just crucify Ron Paul right there.
Well, and a lot of them, I think, would self-describe as liberals, too. Mm-hmm. A lot of the people watching that particular show.
They would.
And I thought it was really great how positive the audience response was. And they couldn't have possibly all been Ron Paul supporters in the audience. But yet, nonetheless, there was a fairly large response, especially to him raising his hand extra high to the IRS.
Right.
If it was a liberal audience, you would think that they would sort of not be so excited about getting rid of the IRS.
There's a lot of people out there would self-identify as liberals that don't like the IRS.
Nobody
really likes the IRS. You have to be a tried-and-true, dyed-in-the-wool socialist. Your underpants have to be pink like the IRS.
It may go to show how Ron Paul's message is going to cut across the political spectrum and appeal to a wide variety of people, which is a good thing. 800-259-9231. More on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Get on the ground, mother! You!
and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to Child Protective Services. You're busted for possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana. Possession of marijuana.
Hi, I'm Barry Cooper, ex-narcotics officer trained by the DEA. My DVD, Never Get Busted, has recently received world attention. I've switched sides, and I'm now touring America with the message to end this war on people that has been labeled the war on drugs.
Go to Barry's website, NeverGetBusted.com, and order your DVD to Never Get Busted.
On it, I'll teach you secret drug enforcement tactics and how to avoid narcotics profiling, how to conceal your stash,
and I'll teach you how to fool drug dogs every time.
I'll teach you how police know when you're lying. You'll get to go on patrol with me and watch actual marijuana arrests on the highway and learn the mistakes citizens made that landed them in jail.
Go to NeverGetBusted.com and arm yourself with the information you need so you'll never have to hear these words.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going
Log on to NeverGetBusted.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. Hooray for the red, white, and blue, and for the patriot that waves our flags and wears our decals, our cars. Some all-American advice for this hard-working public servant when I come back.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air and fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com. BG.
While saluting all our heroes, remember your faithful cars and trucks and take some freedom of the road advice from our national colors, red, white, and blue. Red, your owner's manual lately? You'll find tips from gas octane to oil weights. White, snow of winter making driving treacherous? Tires should be all weather and well treaded. Blue, over your last repair bill? Preventive maintenance will identify small problems before they cost big bucks. Whether your vehicle's from foreign-friendly lands or all-American, be there for it so it'll be there for you. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units, and in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today, or visit tornadoair.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Live your show. You bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, by the way, completely free, so enjoy those on us. That does include the archives, an entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience. Go and get them for free at freetalklive.com. Pop quiz. What do Washington politics and libertarianism have in common? Answer, very little. But the Prometheus Institute, readpi.com, is looking to change that by implementing practical and innovative solutions to today's most pressing policy issues. Visit readpi.com today. That's readpi, as in you're reading a book. read PI. Somebody complained that it was hard to understand that URL.
Well, I guess that could be read like a reed blowing in the wind, but why the heck would you
read
that?
Very unlikely.
I don't know. It's read isn't reading a book.
ReadPI.com.
I was just at the Prometheus Institute's site today looking at an article they had on, returning Hawaii to a more free market. And they have some solutions that likely work within the system, things that make sense. Because, Hawaii is expending a lot of resources and taking care of all the tourist trade, and they suggest that Hawaii become more tech-oriented. And I think it's a pretty good article. Anyway.
Very cool. Oh, by the way, I'd like to rumor monger just a little bit here.
I do like a good rumor.
So you and I continued sort of to discuss Ron Paul off the air, and I've added a couple of the Ron Paul-related blogs to my Google homepage, and so I noticed that one of them had a quick update that mentioned that, I think it's ronpaulhq.com, mentioned that Ron Paul's apparently going to be in New Hampshire for, I think the claim is for, let's see, he will be in town Friday and Saturday for press events, etc. And they're planning an airport rally for him. Now, that just happens to dovetail with the 2 days, the two most busy days at Porkfest, Friday and Saturday. You think?
And he came to the Liberty Forum and got a huge kickoff for his campaign, although he didn't quite kick it off there.
Yeah.
And I think quite a bit of money. Quite a bit of money. And that's really what running for, and not that I have any problem with money, that's what running
you gotta have
about.
Money.
I'm sending a check out again, another check out for the Ron Paul campaign, simply because I'm so impressed with this guy, I can't believe it. There's libertarian candidates out there, and RLC candidates that I've supported, one-time contributions. I want this guy to win, here's some money. Ron Paul, I want him to win, and it looks like he might, so I'm willing to give more and more. So it's trickling in from me.
And so what you're suggesting is that maybe Ron knows there's a little bit of fundraising opportunity here. If he shows up at Porkfest,
the cash registers may ring.
Yeah. They've rung before, and they're likely to ring even better now, because, like you say, he's built up a lot more momentum since the Liberty Forum. That was all the way back in February. That was before any of the debates, before any of the national coverage.
It's very exciting seeing him there.
So
I couldn't believe standing in front of a politician that's elected to a U.S. office, and hearing them say the things that I would have only expected to hear out of the mouth of a principled libertarian, get rid of the IRS, return us
When's
to a
When's the
gold
last
standard?
Time someone has said get rid of the IRS? Someone
who is
not a libertarian.
It was so moving to hear that from first person, and he's so affable. He wants to meet people. It was great.
So that's all just a bit of rumor mongering. It is not official. I have not heard anything from the organizers or anything like that. I just spotted something during the break. Thought I'd share it with you. Maybe give you an extra reason to come up to Porkfest. Let's go to the phones and talk to Andy in Arkansas. You're on Free Talk Live. Andy.
Hey, speaking of Ron Paul rumor mongering, have you heard the rumors going around that his fundraising has jumped incredibly up to around $5 million?
I've heard those rumors. I don't know how accurate they are, but that would be nice.
Yeah, it'd be nice. The second quarter, they have to release all their stuff to the FEC, and the second quarter stuff comes out here at the end of the month. So
I guess we'll know soon enough then.
Soon enough.
Anything else on your mind?
No, that's pretty much it.
Thanks, Andy. Great. Appreciate hearing from you.
I sincerely hope that's true, because the money means the win.
Let's go to Ken in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Ken, what's on your mind?
What's up, guys?
What's going on?
Actually, as far as rumor mongering, I actually wanted to give a little fact over fiction here real quick. He's about to be on Chris Massey's Hardball tomorrow, which just so happens to be my birthday. I guess they're taping it at 3:30 p.m., but I believe it comes on, somewhere at 7 to 9 p.m. on MSNBC. But you can go to RonPaulForums.com and check that out. But I noticed you're talking about the whole Colbert Report. You're wondering whether it was a positive or a negative interview, but
I thought it was positive. I was saying that some people suggested that was sort of a negative tactic, but I didn't see it that way. I thought it came off very well.
Yeah, originally I thought it was kind of on the negative side, but then I kind of thought about it for a while, and I was talking to a bunch of people on the forums here, and then it seemed to me, that being the Colbert is kind of a goofball, himself, that he's not exactly the most. I mean, other than the fact he makes jokes about politics, he's not seriously political, and the fact of the matter is he gave Ron Paul, a time to, pretty much differentiate himself between the other candidates.
Yeah, he really did.
I think that was a good thing, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah, he managed to come off as he asked some decent questions, and some of them were a little tongue in cheek. But he didn't come off as fawning all over Ron Paul. But at the same time, he could have absolutely given him a hard time, and he didn't. You know, he could have played it. I think he's supposed to be like Bill O'Reilly on that show, right? He's supposed to sort of be one of the right wing sort of ideologue hosts.
I don't know what I see there, but I know it's funny.
That's from what I am told, from what I understand. That's his shtick. The whole deal is supposed to make fun of people like Bill O'Reilly.
He does a great job. It doesn't seem very realistic that he's being a very good O'Reilly, but then that's sort of the shtick he takes, yeah.
Yeah, so I thought that, you know, he could have really gone off on Ron Paul, but he didn't. He totally softballed him, and what could have been better? His audience, obviously, was responsive and positive, and who knows, maybe he'll have him back.
Yeah, exactly, and, you know, one more thing. We had our meetup group down here in the southwest, you know, Michigan, like the Dearborn, Detroit area.
Mm-hmm.
We got quite a crew here, and we did a little festival down here in Belleville, Michigan, the Strawberry Festival, and we had our signs out there, the whole nine yards, about 5, 6, 7 signs, and we're actually at my grandparents' apartments, which are right across the street from the main gig, and there had to have been at least 5 to 10,000 people that repeatedly seen the signs, you know, and we had probably given out close to 1,000 pieces of literature, so we get some good business going on over there, you know, and the thing about Belleville and this whole entire area down here is that it's historically one of the lowest voter turnouts, like, in the state, you know what I mean? So you're dealing with a bunch of people who, A, don't vote, and people who are, you know, a little lower on the totem pole, if you get my drift. And so it was good to see that, you know, these same people were, you know, responding so well.
Absolutely. If Ron Paul wins, that's where he's going to win from. He's going to win from the people that traditionally do not vote.
Totally.
That's how
Jesse Ventura won.
It's going to floor normal politics out there. People are going to be like, where do these people come from? They're not allowed to vote. Yeah, they don't have opinions.
And Ken,
it's going to be amazing.
Appreciate hearing from you, Ken. 800-2-
I sincerely hope it works out.
1-800-259-9231. That's absolutely where it's going to come from, because that silent majority is going to respond to the message that stands out from the crowd. They're going to respond to, let's get rid of the IRS. Let's make government drastically smaller. That's what those people want to hear. That's why Jesse Ventura won in Minnesota many, many years ago, because he was espousing a similar-sounding message. It wasn't as principled, it wasn't as pro-liberty, but it had some liberty-related overtones to it, and that was good enough to get those people to turn out in droves. So, again, the trick's going to be to get enough excitement going in advance. And if he becomes the nominee, if he becomes the Republican nominee, I think it's in the bag at that point. If he can win the primary,
yeah,
it's in the bag.
The primary is the big issue.
Right. 800-259-9231, because there's no way any of those Democrats could stand up to him. They couldn't. More coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. Still got to talk about zero tolerance, the private contractor war in Iraq, and your calls as well about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one? Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Kids do better in school, teens can score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo of IQ is only available for a limited time, so call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-403-4711. That's 1-800-403-4711. 1-800-403-4711.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. If you want to slow the clock of aging, stimulate your own stem cells to heal, or improve your athletic performance, or just recover quickly from the weekend warrior syndromes, this is the most powerful anti-aging stem cell research therapy. It's natural and safe and effective that you can get Mountain Red Deer Velvet from New Zealand. If you're run down, tired, exhausted, or lacking energy, want to restore your joint mobility, immune system, and literally regenerate your organ function, Mountain Red Deer Velvet. Totally organic, totally safe. Whether you're an elite athlete or a senior citizen or in your middle years just trying to stay active in golf or other sports, call us at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at Nutramedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com. Take care and reverse the clock of aging with Mountain Red Deer Velvet.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up what you want toll-free. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features for free, including the wiki. It's like the listener editable version of our website. You can see what I mean by heading over to wiki.freetalklive.com. Over 1,350 pages created by listeners just like you. W-I-K-I. That's wiki.freetalklive.com.
Opportunistic lawyers, judges, future ex-spouses, disgruntled ex-employees, and meddling bureaucrats. These people want your money, home, and car. What have you done to protect yourself? At KeepYourAssets.net, they are experts in sheltering your wealth. Go to KeepYourAssets.net and take their asset protection crash course today. They'll show you how to keep your assets. You know, and this isn't something you can do after you get sued. You have to have planned ahead. It's like insurance.
There you go.
KeepYourAssets.net.
Well, let's go to the phones. It's Kurt in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Kurt, what's on your mind? Kurt in Michigan. Going once. Do we have Kurt in Michigan? Kurt going twice? We do have him?
No, he's gone.
He's gone. All right, let's try Tom in Nashua, New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live, Tom. Tom.
Oh, you're killing me.
We're killing you.
Hello.
Is this Kurt?
Yes.
This is Kurt in Michigan.
Kurt's back. Okay.
Kurt, you're the man.
How's it going?
All right, what's on your mind?
I was getting a little frustrated there because I'd waited all that time and I thought you guys were going to hang up on me.
Nope, here you are.
Well, we'll always, if something weird like that happens, it's not a big deal to call back and get put to the front of the line.
Yeah, no doubt.
Well, I appreciate that.
It's not for you, Kurt. It's for everybody.
I was feeling special, too.
You are all special, buddy. Kurt. You're a caller to Free Talk Live. Now, go ahead.
When you came back from your talkers convention, you had mentioned that there was a post on your bulletin board saying, chiding you about using AMP money to stay in hotels and what have you.
Yes.
Now,
yes, I'd rather stay in my car, apparently, or Mark's car in that case.
I can't speak for the other amplifiers, but when I write out my quarterly check coming up at the end of the month and I take myself up to a platinum level, all I can say is that money is yours, free and clear. Do with it what you want. I know you will only spend it the way you say you do, but if you want to spend a night in a hotel with Mark, hey, that's up to you, right? So it's yours, free and clear. Do with it what you want. Anyway, there's also a caller named Eric from Michigan who calls in.
Yeah.
And while you were away, and Julia and Guard were doing yeoman's duty, filling mm-hmm. in, he mentioned that he thought it might be worth an extra 200 or 300 lives to be able to achieve our goal in Iraq. And I would say to him, as long as he looks those 200 or 300 people in the face, or better yet, chooses them from his family and friends.
Ooh. Or looks their mom in the face.
There you go. And he also called up and talked about oil. And the government being recourse to which we can turn when the oil companies get out of line. Well, I don't know how it is in every other state, but a $3 gallon of gasoline includes 56 cents worth of taxes here in Michigan.
Yep.
And that's a lot less than what the oil companies, or a lot more than what the oil companies make on it,
mm-hmm.
by a factor of two or maybe even three.
Absolutely.
So if you were to take out that tax, plus all the income tax that the station owner has to pay, plus all the income tax and the gas tax that it takes to get there, plus the taxes from the oil companies, you know what? You wouldn't really have a problem with gas prices.
You're damn right you wouldn't. Great call, man. Thank
that's
you,
all
Kurt.
I want to say. Thank
appreciate
you
hearing
much,
from
guys.
You. 800-259-9231. You know, something else about the one of the other recent critiques of the AMP program, and we'll tell you more about that here in a little bit. It's our listeners supporting us so we can spread the show and mm-hmm. get on more stations. Somebody else came up with an idea that, well, we should make it so that the amplifiers can direct their funds, like earmark them for specific tasks.
Mm-hmm.
And, sorry, that's just not
going to
happen.
It just sounds remarkably difficult.
It's very difficult. It would be very hard to implement a system like that.
It would be fine if we had an office full of minions to do our bidding here, but we don't. We don't have the staff at Quantico or anything like that. We've got the two of us, more or less. I mean, there's a little bit that gets done here and there, but the two of us do 90% of all the work that's done on the show, and I'll bet you take more than that, more than your 45% share.
Also, I mean, I love our amplifiers, and this was an idea that came from one of our amplifiers.
Mm-hmm.
Love you guys, and I'm glad you're on board with the program, but you have to understand that we're directing the money in certain ways that are based on what we think is best for the show.
Right.
And as
silly as it may seem to you, we're experts. I mean, that doesn't make that, you know, experts make mistakes all the time, but
absolutely.
We do happen to have a pretty good idea.
I've got about a decade experience in the radio industry, and so
I'm going there.
I'd like to think that I know a little bit more about what I'm doing than somebody who doesn't have any experience.
But the person that was making the point wanted to made the point that essentially more internet listeners benefits him, whereas more radio stations does not really benefit him. I think he's mistaken in that, and I can make a point in that direction.
Yeah, how's
but
that?
Why is that?
Yeah.
Well, because more radio stations, advertisers want to buy radio stations. They don't want to buy internet listeners.
That's how it is.
It's a little scary out there in the new internet world. They understand average quarter hours. They understand cum listenership.
These are all radio
right.
ratings terms.
Yeah, they get radio ratings. They get radio stations. They understand those things. They're set in the marketplace. And more advertisers means more advertising dollars. More advertising dollars means Free Talk Live continues to be on the air and
right.
grow. So
we're going to grow on the internet regardless of how much money we put into that. That's just viral. I mean, people tell people who tell people, and they find us. And
I don't. Yes, but if we didn't have radio advertisers, we wouldn't continue to grow in the sense that, well, I've got to have a job. You
right.
would probably do this at the very least in your spare time. I don't know if I would be willing to stay in Keene, New Hampshire, rather than go to a larger market where my radio talents are viable if we didn't have money coming in. Fortunately, we pay my bills, and that's good. And I'm certainly willing to live below my means for a while. But, you know, yeah, the advertising dollars are extremely important
right.
to Free Talk Live.
I'd love to be able to make the internet side of this thing a viable business, like something that we could survive off of. But as far as the advertising world is concerned,
there's just no evidence that
it's just not there yet. Will it be down the line? Perhaps. I think so. I think it's going in that direction ever so slowly. Advertisers are sort of testing the waters of the internet right now,
mm-hmm.
but the real place to build a talk show is in radio,
mm-hmm.
and so that's why the money goes there. And as I pointed out on the forum, you know, if you don't think that we're spending the money in the right way, don't send it to us.
And
no problem. I won't be insulted.
I'd like to make a point that probably the the radio, the people that advertise on our radio show almost always get live reads. Most of our advertisers get live
smart
reads
thing to
in the
do
process, in the process, simply because that's the way I sell them, because right. I know this. I know that our internet listeners are far more rabid and more likely to buy the products than the radio listeners are. They're just much more passive. They're sitting in their cars. They don't listen to the show all the way through. Our internet listeners are where the money is. The advertisers just don't know it.
1-800-259-9231. Let's go to Tom in New Hampshire. We're trying Tom again. You're on Free Talk Live. Tom?
So desperate for advertising money, they were even willing to accept my business.
Yeah.
It's true how desperate they were.
I wasn't willing to turn you down, Tom, because I think you're pretty good, good caller.
Anyway, I wanted to point something out here, that on that website that I'm advertising,
UDAD.com.
There is a solicitation there for people to send in checks written out to Free Talk Live, and that would sponsor the website and then buy more ads on Free Talk Live.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing I wanted to point out, I was kind of surprised that it was affordable. And so, you know, people who have a business that it doesn't really matter where in the United States your customers are coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
or the world.
Or,
yeah.
Well, internet-type business where you're taking orders and you're shipping goods all over the country, you know, you could... That's the kind of business. If you know people who have that kind of a business, then turn them on to this program here, and then you get more sponsors.
Surprisingly affordable.
Thank you very much. That's a bit of an advertiser testimonial, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Tom. What did you have on your mind tonight?
Results yet.
I'm sure you're getting lots of hits in your site.
I think I just heard his ad for the first time today, so that might be a factor.
Yeah, that's true.
These things take time. You know what, Tom? Hold on. We'll
Speaking
bring you
of
back.
Time, we'll give you
right.
a little more.
800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's one of the things that advertisers, new advertisers to radio and podcast need to understand, that you can run for a week, but you aren't going to get the response you're going to get if you run for 3 months. I mean, you've got to get that ad out there. It's got to be repeated over and over again. People don't go the first time they hear your website. Maybe the 20th time. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Not making the money you were expecting, signing into the hottest new MLM business? It's not that that business is not performing. It's simply that you don't have the proper tools to succeed. Take it from me, Craig Walcott, producer of Exercise is Suicide. Being in the MLM business since 1989, I've learned what it takes to be successful in any business venture, and I'm here to share those amazing tools with you. Get a subscription to MLMincorporated.com. You'll be provided with a 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Marketing seminar where you'll learn the secret recruiting techniques of the networking elite. Why recruit one or two a month when you can recruit 5 or 10 per day, all from the comfort of your home? Learn to explode your business using our lead generating system or create your own. Radio, TV, internet, mail order, we teach it all. As an added bonus, MLM Incorporated will conduct all company introductory calls on your behalf. Plus so much more. Start making the money you expected and the money you deserved right now. Visit MLMincorporated.com and learn how GCN listeners like you have started making more money faster than they ever thought possible. That's MLMincorporated.com. Do it now.
Looking for a new cooling system? Enjoy comfort this summer season with the new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending on your home and climate. Call now for your new cooling system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best-tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency hybrids wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control, bring us anything. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then go and buy some stuff at our store. Head over to store.freetalklive.com. Lots of neat merchandise, including the hot-selling Free Talk Live 2-gigabyte multi-gadget. It's a 2-gigabyte MP3 player, flash drive, voice recorder, FM tuner, and more, all rolled into one for less than $60. I was looking at the Circuit City flyer over the weekend, Mark, and still, the major retailers can't even come close to what we're offering in this case.
Is that on MP3 players? Or is
MP3
it...
players.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because there's jump drives that would...
Jump drives you can go cheap.
Right.
Jump drives that you can get a 2-gigabyte jump drive for $20. But those don't have MP3 playing features, nor are they an FM tuner, nor are they a voice recorder. So try beating that price. You can't. And then, of course, we got all the great Free Talk Live swag, T-shirts, hoodies, brand new items, ladies' tees, the Free Marketeer T-shirts, our flag, all that other stuff is there. Store.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to Tom in New Hampshire. Now, Tom, I'm sure there was a reason you were calling beyond to tout how wonderful the advertising venue Free Talk Live is.
Yeah. Oh, I took a spin up to Guilford today to visit Porkfest, and there were some people staffing a table there, but everybody else was on a tour going down to Nashua.
Yeah, there are different activities that are going on at Porkfest during the week, and if you go to porkfest.com, there's a fairly detailed itinerary of different things that are happening. There are a lot of tours during the week. I think the Keen tour is coming up tomorrow, or I'm not really sure. You should check the schedule. But there's some scuba diving and some gun
scuba
shooting.
Diving, really?
There's gun shooting. There's all kinds of stuff going on during the week, but the real action is going to be this weekend.
Yeah, and Friday they told me. Now, which night do you want me to fill in so one of you guys can go to Pork Fest?
That's not a bad idea.
I don't know if we'll be having you fill in, but we'll probably do the same thing we did at the Liberty Forum.
You're a little
Forum.
Too dangerous, Tom.
We're probably going to do the same thing we did at the Liberty Forum, and that is we'll have an open microphone so that anybody who's milling around at Pork Fest will be able to come on and sit in on the show, just like you were a caller, except you'd sit in, except then we have to...
There was quite a line for that the last time.
Yeah, and I know, I can tell you, right now, we are going to have Bernard von Notthaus, the man behind the Liberty Dollar, the creator, the monetary architect. He's going to be with us, I think, in the first hour of the show on Saturday night. So that's going to be fun.
And I'm just reading on the Associated Press headlines here that Randy Weaver of Ruby Ridge fame went up to visit Ed and Elaine Brown.
So I hear, and word was there was a press conference today. I don't know what came of that yet, and no one has yet to check in to give us an update on that one. So... Tom, I guess we'll be seeing you on Saturday then.
Or maybe Friday.
Well, I won't be there Friday. So if you're there Friday, then I'm afraid we'll have to miss you. But maybe next time. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. We're going to get there. I'm planning on leaving bright and early on Saturday morning. So I should be there no later than 10 or 11 a.m. So it's because it's 2 hours from where we live.
Is it only two? I thought it was three.
I'm not sure. I think it's about two. Anyway, let's talk security, so-called. Or we will. But the Druid Caption? The Druid Captain? He's on the line in Ohio. Hello?
I'm the Gourd Captain.
The Gourd Captain. Wow, you're, the call screen really botched that one.
I got my name wrong, but anyway, I first got a quick question before I get to my main issue.
Yeah.
In Bizarro, China, can you only buy Egg McMuffins after 10:30 a.m.?
I don't know. That'd be a question for Gene, the Christian anarchist. But go ahead, sir.
Anyway, on Saturday you were discussing anti-consumerism.
Okay.
And you were talking about the cleansers.
Yeah, these people that wipe the, they cut the labels off their bottles of soda, they rub the imprints off, whatever, if it's a name brand and it appears on a product they buy, they obsessively remove it.
This is very clearly a conspiracy corroding the anti-consumerism movement from the inside. It's all from the big scissor and big soap companies trying to sell their products to them.
Mm. Wait, I don't understand.
Well, the big scissors and big soap, they're trying to get their products out there cleansed, so they're making money.
Oh, yeah. Right. The products they're using to do the cleansing.
Probably big white label, too.
Brilliant call. Thank you for the call. Appreciate hearing from you.
Wouldn't you have to... I mean, it would seem to me if you're going to be a good anti-consumerist, you can't really drink Coke or Pepsi or any of those things. I mean... You're showing off a brown liquid. People are still thinking cola. That
yeah.
pretty much brings to mind Pepsi or Coke. You need to drink water. And preferably water out of a tap.
Good point. 1-800-259-9231. All right, so I mentioned at the very beginning of the show, we never got to the story, Baghdad, private security companies from the Washington Post funded, they're not from the Washington Post, it's a story. Anyway, private security companies funded by billions of dollars in U.S. military and State Department contracts, those are your dollars, by the way, taxpayer dollars, are fighting insurgents on a widening scale in Iraq, enduring daily attacks, returning fire, and taking hundreds of casualties that have been underreported and sometimes concealed, according to the U.S. and Iraqi officials and companies representatives. While the military has built up troops in an ongoing campaign to secure Baghdad, the security companies out of public view have been engaged in a parallel surge, boosting manpower, adding expensive armor, and stepping up evasive action as attacks increase. The officials and company representatives said one in seven supply convoys protected by private forces has come under attack this year, according to previously unreleased statistics. One security company reported nearly 300 hostile actions in the first 4 months of this year. The majority of more than 100 security companies operate outside of Iraqi law, in part because of bureaucratic delays and corruption in the Iraqi government licensing process, according to U.S. officials. Blackwater USA, a prominent North Carolina firm that protects a U.S. ambassador and several other companies, have not applied, U.S. and Iraqi officials said. Blackwater said that it obtained a one-year license in 2005, but that shifting Iraqi government policy has impeded its attempts to renew, as though getting licensed is going to do anything to stop the killing. The security industry's enormous growth has been facilitated by the U.S. military, which uses the 20,000 to 30,000 contractors to offset chronic troop shortages. Armed contractors protect all convoys transporting reconstruction material, including vehicles, weapons, and ammunition for the Iraqi army and police. They guard key U.S. military installations and provide personal security for at least three commanding generals. Quote, I'm kind of practicing what I preach here, one of the generals said in an interview on the use of private security forces for such tasks. He says, I'm a two-star general, but I'm not the most important guy in the multinational force. If it's a lower priority mission and it's within the capabilities of private security, this is an appropriate risk trade-off. Well, first of all, it would seem to me that the private security guys are more capable than the regular military.
It's a generalization.
But anyway, I think it's very interesting that this is going on, and not many people are paying attention to it. All of the attention is being paid to the U.S. military and its casualties and the damage it's causing, but who knows how much damage the private contractors are in there doing in the name of your taxpayer dollars as well. There's virtually no oversight for these guys. They're given a mission, and then no one knows what happens, how they accomplish it, how effective they are, how many people they've killed. The military plans to outsource at least $1.5 billion in security operations this year, including the three largest security contracts in Iraq, a theater-wide contract to protect U.S. bases that's worth up to $480 million. Do you think that the these security companies have a nice little interest in keeping this war going?
Absolutely.
You think they might be one of the military-industrial complex members that are seriously benefiting? I think these
I'd say they're the top of the food chain for the military-industrial complex.
Absolutely. And, you know, the story goes on with, there's five more pages to this story about just details on some of the interactions that they've had and some of the firefights that they've been in. So there's this whole other parallel war that's going on. Your tax dollars are funding it, but yet we don't really know what it's all about.
Right, there's no freedom of the press there.
Yeah, good point. What happens when the press wants to go in and embed in the private companies? They don't have that ability unless they want to be allowed in.
Right. If you were a company, would you let the press embed in your business? I don't think so.
So anyway, I just wanted to share that with you. I'll post this link because it's an extensive story. I'll post this link on the BBS tonight so you can take a look at it for yourself. But I just thought I'd make you aware. Just remember, when you hear those numbers being reported, the body counts, the 3,000-plus American troops that have died, that doesn't include the private contractors that have bit the dust. And when you hear the numbers that the military is reporting as far as its casualty estimates for the Iraqi people, I'm pretty sure that doesn't include the number of casualties that these private contractors have created as well. So be aware, the numbers are not accurate, the ones that you're getting. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Carl in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey.
What's on your mind, Carl?
Good to talk to you again. Since you're mentioning Blackwater, I remember I talked to you the other night. Yeah, there's a company here, a private security company called Garda, G-A-R-D-A. They're out of Quebec here, and they handle the immigration and security here at the Immigration Center. Well, I read an interesting article in the La Presse, it's a Montreal newspaper, the other day, mm-hmm. about how Garda is making $300 million or so in profits, and also they're being contracted to go to Iraq as a private security company. Are you aware of that?
No, but it doesn't surprise me at all. I mean, that's just what's going on. And it's your tax dollars, but you don't get any say on how it's spent, so it doesn't matter if it goes to Garda or, you know, a vending machine company. Somebody's going to get the graft. Somebody's going to benefit from the political favors, and in this case, those are the guys. Thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. Dennis in New Hampshire, on the way, your calls as well. Ladies first, if you make the call, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Are you against liquor laws but worried your teens will drive drunk? Have them watch a free video from underage drinkers against drunk driving. Go to udad.com. That's udadd.com. After watching this powerful video presentation, your teens will never want to drink and drive. Try your luck selling UDAD merchandise. That's udad.com. udadd.com. A message from underage drinkers against drunk driving.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.